And how do you describe when God does something and he gets you excited about something? You know, sometime in the process of interviewing and being offered the position, I felt like, you know, kind of like, you know, and if you have a gas furnace, which I hope you do around here, there's a pilot light that's on there, but sometimes when the temperature goes down, it just kicks in and boom, and it starts to fire up. That's kind of what I feel like the invitation to come here has been for me. It's like I just feel fired up. I feel excited.
Excited about you guys being here in a new start. We have a gift for you, Valerie, as a welcome to our church. So thanks, Kenneth. You can come to work Monday. That's your gift.
Thank you.
And so
thank you.
Give them a big hand. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
All right, so Vince is going to come up in a few minutes and give you kind of the 90-day rundown of how it's going to go with Kenneth. But I want to kind of preempt a question that you might have. I'm sure you have. I had as well. Some of you may be wondering, we hired Kenneth as a pastor, but I thought we were elected pastors and elders in our church. You had that question? He's going to be a pastor, but I thought we elected pastors. Great question, okay? You're not brain dead here. You're thinking. Kenneth has joined our church. Our church staff is in a pastoral position, performing pastoral duties under the oversight of the elders. So he's performing pastoral duties. He's going to be working in pastoral ministry. He's not an elder until such a time as we, the elders, put him forward to you as a viable candidate, and you vote him in as an elder. Okay, that is your prerogative. That's our prerogative as church members. Since we changed our polity, our government, is that we elect elders. We want you to have some time to get to know Kenneth, observe his gifts, see his character and work up close. So you can make an informed choice when the time comes to answer the question, is this God's man for this church? You know, this process in the old days, in the kind of the charismatic church movement, the elders governed everything. I was part of a church like that in Arkansas. It worked great, right? The elders decide something. Here's your new guy. Bring him in. There you go. Heading down the road. Well, we changed that mode of government, okay? We changed it to say, this church will be led, the elders, with the congregation. Now, we're not 100% congregational. You don't vote on every little thing, nor would you want to. I tell you, my email is barely able to be kept up with. But in the big things, we all move together with this. So at such a time, is it going to be 6 months or a year? You'll vote on Kenneth becoming an elder. This position is an elder position. So he's kind of a little bit on probation, if you will. I mean, he's a senior minister. He can run circles around probably most of us as far as pastoral ministry. And I understand when you had your going away party, they really they laid out some of those things. And I think we're going to make that available on our website so you can kind of see what his church said about him. So we're very excited. We're on new territory, though. We don't know how to go here exactly. How do you add a new elder to your church, okay? You could bring him in, have him preach once, and you vote on him right then. That doesn't seem quite right, you know? There's other ways to do it, but this is kind of the best way so far we've come up with. We're trying to do it with the counsel of the Lord. It's been a little rocky here in the process. I was praying for Kenneth. He and I were visiting the other day, and I kind of saw a vision of kind of this process. It's like, you know what the cobblestones look like? You know, they're kind of rough. Well, it was rougher than that. In a driveway, you know, when you come into a new place, you're going up the driveway, and you want to be welcomed. I kind of saw there at the front of the driveway, we had a lot of cobblestones, and it was kind of rough. And I was feeling bad for Kenneth, thinking, well, this is great, you know, bring a new guy on, and it's kind of rough kind of getting started there at first. Then I turned around and saw a giant Jeep four-wheel drive. Cruise right over there. That's Kenneth. Okay? No problem. He understands all these things. We work together. I think it's going to work out to be a wonderful thing to have him on staff. I'm looking forward to him becoming an elder someday. We wouldn't have hired him if we didn't think he could make it eventually. But again, that's not our decision alone. It's our decision together. So it's a little more difficult than the old way of just bringing somebody here and say, here he is. But I think it's a lot better.